Now, my dear beloved precious people of God, we are going to meditate upon next gift, gift of interpretation. Many people think gift of interpretation means only when you speak in the tongues, we have to interpret. That is the way how we think. Actually, God given me the greatest understanding and revelation. This gift of interpretation helps us. You know, many times, God gives us certain burdens to carry this. We can't do it alone. There must be some helpers who can come alongside. If those people don't understand what God told you to carry on, always your ministry or your personal life or family life will be messed up. That's why when you receive this gift of the interpretation, not only you get the revelation about the tongues, but also about the various work of the God, you will get the interpretation from the Heavenly Father. This gift, St. Paul talked in the Holy Bible, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10, it talks about gift of interpretation. This is the second gift we are meditating now. How this gift is received? You require right relation with God, right relation with fellow beings. St. Paul said, Acts chapter 24, verse 16, I walk void of offense before men and before God. We require void of offense, pure consciousness before men and before God. That is the way how this gift, we receive it in our life. This gift also can be asked when the need is felt. Some receive without asking. You know, all of a sudden somebody start talking in the tongues in the church. That time you can ask the God, God, I want to know what this man is talking. And God can very much by his sovereign grace, he can give you that time revelation about that matter. You know, in our city, there was a pastor and he was having a son and he is the first wife's son. Afterwards, his wife died and he married another woman. He got another children. He started loving that actually second wife children more because his wife is second wife is with him. The first son always feel, you know, he was neglected even though he is a pastor and his father was a senior pastor. And he became a friend to me, but I don't know all these matters. Initially, when I met him, we both are praying. All of a sudden, he started praying in tongues. That time, God started giving interpretation about that man and his life and his mother's death. All earlier, I don't know this all the matters. And when I was interpreting, that time, the senior pastor heard that and he thought, I am interpreting out of knowing the circumstances and taking the side of his son. And he got mad with me and he started doing certain negative preaching against me. But what happened? Because of he got already diabetes, he's okay. But all of a sudden, his both the eyes became blind. He can't see it. And that is the time he repented. They called me. I went and prayed. God restored his vision back. So that's why when God gives the burden for the interpretation, when we ask the God, God automatically give that gift into our life. Amen. So whenever you receive the burden for interpretation, there will be, you will feel sometime there is a swelling sensation on your tongue or you see the tension on your throat. That is the way how you can grasp it. You are getting the burden for receiving gift of interpretation. And sometimes some symbols may appear before your eyes. Or you may be inspired by the thought of the Holy Spirit. That time also God can give you this gift of the interpretation. And sometimes the people will sing in the tongues, songs. And that time you can ask the God, God will give you interpretation. So one time, one woman in our church, and her name is Rita, and she started all of a sudden singing in a tongues, a beautiful song. None can understand, but it's looking so beautiful. I asked the Lord to give me the interpretation. the time God given me the interpretation, and God, you believe it, God taken our ministry onto the next level after I received that revelation. And tongue and the interpretation need not be of the same person. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 verse 13. That's why you may get the tongues, you need not receive the gift of the interpretation. It can be to somebody. That's why some people will say, when you speak in tongues, do you know it? We need not know it. God knows it. Because this is the angelistic language. So the interpretation, God can give it to somebody. So singing in spirit. So no interpretation is required, because you see, sometimes, you know, all the people at the worship time, praising time, all the people may speak corporate tongues. That time you don't require interpretation. But individually, if anybody speak in the body of the Christ, we require the interpretation. Interpretation may be longer or shorter. Need not match the time. Say somebody may speak in the tongues 10 minutes continuous. But your interpretation may be 1 minute or even shorter. Or sometimes your interpretation may be 1 hour. So that's why you have to always realize interpretation won't come according to the time matching. How much time you speak in tongue, interpretation need not come in the same time. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 30. So God can be able to make us to stand as a better personalities. So God can be able to bless us more with the revelation of the Most High God. So whenever you get the gift of the interpretation, speak loud and clear. And initially, it may come little low because of the nervousness. But once the Holy Ghost takes the control of you totally, and you speak very boldly and you proclaim it. So that's why St. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 14:25, when anybody speak in the tongue, and one or two people speak, two or three at a time. So that's why I encourage you, don't stop in speaking in tongues, because God always can be able to send somebody who understands the interpretation. Six things may happen in tongues. Number one, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2, it is speaking with God. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 2, communicating to the Lord the secrets of the heart. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 4. Romans chapter 8, verse 26, intercession by the Holy Spirit in compassion for the people. Isaiah 28, verse 11. So, this whatever the way, this gift of the tongue is coming, and God always will give you revelation when you ask the God what the people are interceding. If induced by the spirit of man, shortcomings will come. But if it is by God, never. So that's why our human spirit must always connect to the spirit of God. Then you get very clearly this gift of the interpretation in your life. So that's why whenever you get this gift of the interpretation in your life, you have to understand one thing. It is clubbed with the various other gifts. Interpretation is clubbed with various other gifts. So in your life, sometimes you may get word of wisdom. This gift of interpretation is clubbed with word of wisdom. Where the Lord speaks, you will understand. See, if you don't understand, if you don't get the interpretation, you always do the mistakes in your life. You see, Numbers chapter 20, verse 8, Lord Jesus Christ said to Moses, speak to rock. You may ask how Jesus Christ, book of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 26 and 27, Moses looked unto the reproach of Christ. I believe it, even in the Old Testament, Christ was talking to Moses. He said, speak to rock, it will give the water. But since he can't be able to interpret and understand the word of wisdom given by God, what he done? He went and hit the rock with his rod. You know what God said? Numbers chapter 20 verse 12. He said, you did not believe me. You did not honor and hallow me before the people. Because of that, Moses could not be able to enter into the promised land. Moses said later, Deuteronomy chapter 3 verse 26, Deuteronomy chapter 4 verse 21, he said, Lord is angry, not listen to Moses anymore. So, Lord God said, speak no more of that matter. So, you have to understand, when this interpretation is clubbed with the word of wisdom, if you don't understand, you do the failure. You do the mistake. Moses could not understand. God said, speak, but he went and hit it. Because of that mistake, he paid the heavy price. That's why don't laugh at the gift of interpretation. It's clubbed with the word of wisdom. And it is also clubbed with the word of knowledge. So, this gift is clubbed with the gift of knowledge. You have to understand, 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 1 and 2. King David wanted to build the house for the Lord. But God's interpretation came. It is King David's heart desire. God spoke by him. But God said, 1 Chronicle 28 verse 6, your son Solomon will build. King David said, 1 Chronicle chapter 28, verse 11 to 13, verse 19, Lord God revealed to David the plan to build the temple. But King David cannot be able to have the interpretation. That's why God has given very, very wise heart unto his son called Solomon about the interpretation. That's why the temple has come into existence. This gift of interpretation is also clubbed with word of faith. Romans chapter 10 verse 8, the word is near you, even in your mouth and in your heart. So, unless you have the gift of interpretation, what is in your mouth, what you are going to talk, what is the significance of it, you may not be able to understand, my beloved people of God. And it is also, this gift also, clubbed with healing. This interpretation gift also clubbed with healing. Psalm 107 verse 20, God said, I will send my word and I will heal. You know, when Naaman came with the skin disease unto the Elisha, you know what Elisha said? 2 Kings chapter 5 verse 10, go to river of Jordan and 7 times you dip and you will be healed. Since there is no interpretation to the Naaman, and that time he got mad with Elisha. And he thought, oh, this man of God will call on the name of the Lord and he wave his hand and he will place his hand and he will heal my leprosy, because he don't have the interpretation. Same way, whenever God sent the word, if you don't have the interpretation, you will falter. God will heal. God will do many things in different way. You must be ready in season and unseason to understand how this gift of interpretation is linked with the various gifts. So you have to understand. And Paul also said, don't lay the hands in hostility upon anybody. 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 22. If you don't understand, there is a problem. So when the demon-possessed people came to Jesus Christ, and he never laid the hand upon them, just he casted the devils with the finger of the God, as per Luke 11:20. The Bible says, by his word, he casted the devils. You have to understand that very, very significant point, my dear beloved people of God. So we require the interpretation. If we don't have the interpretation, we will be failure in our ministry, in our life. One time, I prayed for one woman who got a cancer. Her name was Noel Barrow. So, Mrs. Noel Barrow. And I went and prayed, and God given me interpretation and what is the reason why she got this cancer. I went and prayed, and God healed her. But after some time passed away, she got another sickness, jaundice. And, jaundice, eyes become yellow and urine will come yellow and it will affect the liver. I don't know in America what you call it. So when she got that sickness and no doctor was able to cure it, and that is the time I asked the Lord, Lord, give me the interpretation why this sickness came. You know, Jesus Christ said in John 5:14, don't sin no more, you may get worse this. So I want the interpretation from the Lord, what is the reason? She started abusing the parents, and she started hitting them and talking all the scolding words. Because of that sickness came. God told me, unless this woman repents, don't lay the hand and pray anymore. I told that woman, if you repent, I will come and pray. She is not willing to repent. God showed me, within this time, and so date, she will die. I told the people, I told their pastor, everybody, if she repent, she will live. Otherwise, she will die. She is not willing to repent. Exactly the day God spoke to me, and by early morning, 5 o'clock, she died. So why I want to tell you, we require the interpretation. The Holy Spirit only can be able to give us the gift of the interpretation. We can be able to know the things and events are going to happen in our life. So the gift of interpretation also clubbed with power to perform the miracles. You know, Joshua chapter 10, verse 12, when Joshua prayed and moon and sun stopped at a particular place, how this miracle has happened. And Joshua first received the promise from God, and then he got the interpretation. Joshua chapter 10, verse 8, and God said, I delivered your enemy into your hand. No man can be able to stand against you all the days of your life. That is the promise. When he got it after the death of the Moses, as per Joshua chapter 1, verse 3, verse 5, and verse 8. So he was able to interpret. Because of that, he got the confidence he can be able to stop even the moon and the sun, such a power, because he was able to interpret at what time the things will happen. Deuteronomy 34, verse 9, you know, when the Moses laid the hand, Joshua received the spirit of the wisdom. So that's why you have to believe, my dear precious people of God. When God gives the interpretation, even sometimes the things may look for wrong, but God will do the excellent thing. I was conducting a crusade in Tamil Nadu in a place called Mettupalayam. Just opposite to the police station, there was a ground. So that night, there was a rain. So when there was a rain, I prayed rain is not stopped. So, you know, automatically the people's faith may shatter. You know what God told me in that rain? He said, you stand and ask the people to pass from one side to the another side of the stage. Just you stand there, your shadow will fall and people will be get healed. By faith, it was raining, and I said to the people, if you have the faith, I need not pray, just walk this side to that side. You believe? That night, tremendous miracles were reported. God, you know, Acts chapter 5, verse 15, how the shadow of the Peter healed, that experience that night God given through my life. Since I got the interpretation, when I said immediate, you know, all the police people who are just opposite to the ground, they have removed their hat and fallen before the Jesus Christ. That night was the glorious night, I'm telling you, my beloved people of God. So you require the gift of the interpretation. And book of Acts chapter 8, verse 21 and 23. When you see it, Simon the sorcerer accepted the Jesus Christ and he was baptized. But, you know, his heart, there is no real conversion. When the Peter came, he was able to understand his heart is poisoned by the bitterness, bound by the iniquity. If you don't have the interpretation, you believe every person taking the baptism is equal. It's not. God can be able to give you that gift of interpretation. Then you know who is who, what is what. You know, in Chicago, I saw in one church, and one man who is ushering, taking the offering. And afterwards, when I went to bathroom, I'm seeing that man is smoking in the bathroom. I was so wondered. I'm asking this pastor, what is this? You are giving this type of the responsibility to the man who is smoking. And the pastor is telling, we don't get in Chicago any person without smoking and drinking. So somehow the church has to carry on. That's why they are all helped financially. That's why I'm carrying on. You see, so many people like that. They are conducting the ministry. It is not good because they don't have the interpretation and revelation of God, what the damage it can do unto the God's kingdom. They have to understand that. So we have to understand. So God want to give that kind of the gifting in our life. You know, whenever you get this gift of the interpretation, what happens in your life? So it will reveal the minds of the people by the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 10 to 13. So that will help you, my dear beloved people of God. So that's why this gift also will operate with the gift of the prophecy. You know, if you don't have the gift of the interpretation, what happened? Anybody prophecy, you think it is truth. It's not. So many times they prophecy, they go by taking a little bit offering from you. But afterwards you believe that, you will be utter failure. That's why Ezekiel chapter 13 verse 3, the Bible says, woe to foolish prophets. So you must be able to understand, is a foolish prophet or the genuine prophet who told you what? You must be able to discern it. Otherwise, no use. 1 Kings chapter 22, the Bible says, verse 1 to 6, there are 400 prophets telling unto the king Ahab, go to war, you will win. But there is only one prophet called Micaiah. He is telling, if you go, you don't return back. He got mad with him and put him in the prison. Same way what this true prophet said, and it happened because the Bible says, 1 Kings chapter 22, verse 22, the devil came as the spirit of the lie and in the mouth of the prophets. So that's why we have to be very careful. If you don't have the gift of the interpretation, you will believe ever prophecies. That's why this gift, interpretation, when you have, you are able to know whether it is a truthful prophecy or the wrongful prophecy. You know, when I went to church, when God is using me and my pastor's wife and another woman got mad with me because I am going and witnessing in the other churches. They said, you are going and witnessing in other churches by leaving our church and I will blood vomit you. You will die. Your business will be destroyed. That time I was doing business before I come to full-time ministry before 98. And they started prophesying like that. Since I got the gift of interpretation, I was able to understand out of emotion they are telling it's not truth from God. Amen. Hallelujah. You have to understand, my dear beloved people of God, you have to understand that. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. That's why St. Paul says, Philippians chapter 2, verse 5, let the mind of the Christ be in you. Mind of the Christ. Christ always understood the circumstances, people, situation. That's why, since he was able to interpret, he never got mad with anybody because he was able to do everything in order according to God's plan and purpose. Isaiah chapter 28 verse 9, Luke chapter 10 verse 21. Pure heart and innocent heart, when we have it, God can be able to give us heart of the interpretation. He will reveal the more and more things to our life. If our heart is full of bitterness, like Simon the sorcerer, as per Acts chapter 8, verse 21 and 23, and God never reveal anything to our life. That's why I encourage every one of you, keep the pure and innocent heart, as per Proverbs chapter 3, verse 3, Proverbs chapter 7, verse 3, Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10, and the book of Hebrews chapter 10, verse 16, book of 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 3, and I encourage you, my dear brothers and my dear sisters, when your heart is pure, God will write his interpretation upon your heart. Through your heart, God will reveal the things. Your heart can be able to understand. That's why the first gift what I talked to you about the gift of tongue, second gift what I talked to you about the gift of the interpretation of the tongues. So when that gift you have it and it will be really useful. You know, when God has told the Moses to build his temple, you know, Exodus chapter 25 verse 8 on. And at that time, Moses got the clarity. God revealed to him every design, how the Ark of Covenants, how the mercy seat, what type of the color design, everything. But Moses cannot be able to build. And this is to be translated, this is to be interpreted. There was a man called Beljael. And God, by his spirit, revealed to that man what Moses is telling, like a blueprint, that man was able to convert into reality. That's why all the things we cannot be able to do it, God give us something and God interpret through somebody something, and that combination will bring the glory to God's kingdom. That's why I encourage you, you must have the gift of the interpretation and never, never despise, oh, this is not a true gift. My precious brother and sister, this gift is going to take you a long way. You are able to understand various gifts and you are able to discern the things, because it's going to work with the gift of discerning too. Otherwise, you are not able to discern. You know, St. Paul was able to discern when the woman is telling, a sorcery woman, Acts chapter 16, verse 18 on, this woman is telling, these people are the mighty people, and he was not flattered. And he has not thought, oh, we are really great, hi, honey, hallelujah, like that. He never told to that woman. He said, you, the devil, come out of this woman. Because he got the gift of interpretation, this is not the right spirit. Amen. Otherwise, by flattering, you will fall down. Say, Stephen's life, and you see, book of Acts chapter 6, verse 15, all the people say, this man's face, we are looking like a face of an angel. But when you see the same people, what happened? Acts chapter 7, verse 55 to 60, they took the stones and killed him. So, when you get this gift of the interpretation, flowers and the stones are equal to you. You will never be fooled by anybody. If you don't have this gift of interpretation, and you will be fooled by the people. So many times we cannot be fooled, you know. I want to encourage every one of you, my dear beloved people of God, who are hearing me. Simply you speak in tongues, don't think that you got the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Gift of tongue or gift of interpretation is one of the gifts from the God. It's a gift. Romans chapter 11, verse 29. Gifts and callings are irrevocable. Once God given you gift, he never taking back. Even you fight with your wife, even you fight with your husband, still you come to church and you will speak in tongues. Don't think that you have the God. You are just operating the gift. You don't have the God. Don't fool God. Don't fool your heart. Don't try to fool the devil. We can't fool it. That's why we have to understand very clear, anointing is different. Presence of God is different. So anointing and presence of God and hand of God come upon you only when you confess totally your sin, when you die to your sin, when you die to yourself every day. That is the way how you get the great anointing of the God, great revelation, great interpretation, great power to your tongue. It's not simply you talk tongue. Tongue must have the power. When you speak, things must happen instantaneously. That's why God wants to bless you with these two gifts. Come on. This time, you bow down your head, receive this gift of the interpretation, gift of tongue. Maker of the heavens and earth, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Israel, I pray and I bless all the people, Lord. How you have given the revelation to various people at different levels, Lord. Interpretation, gift of tongue, Lord Jesus Christ, all the people whosoever listening, right now, let them receive these gifts for the glory of God in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I destroy every work of the enemy in the name of Jesus. I break every door of obstacle in the name of Jesus in their life, Lord. Oh God, speak to them, Lord. Let your language, let them speak. Let them communicate with you. Like Adam communicated with you. Noah communicated with you. Oh Lord Jesus, Abraham communicated with you. Enoch communicated with you. Moses communicated with you. Every great man and woman communicated with you, Lord. Same way, Lord, give this gift of communication of the tongues, gift of the communication. My Lord, revelation of interpretation, Lord, about the tongues, about the various gifts, when it is clubbed with Lord. Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, from this time onward, these gifts operate in this precious people's life. Bless them, Lord. In Jesus Christ's most holy name, I pray and I bless them, Lord. Amen and amen and amen and amen and amen, amen. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.